Welcome to the CS Cafe, hey, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. There's an alert coming in from the world around you. So let's tune in with a piece I like to call Raise the Siren. If I could raise a siren to televise what they won't show happening in the world, I'll tell you gone, girl. Tell the world how you climbed to the top of leadership in illegal lands where books were contrabands for those born XX. I mean, I wish I could transition into a gender just to get the bare necessities of education. And I'd die for learning. I take my head covering off in streets and dare you to refrain from being attracted to me. Like self-control on Xanax, I need you to relax the will to break into my space and erase the face that knew better. If I could raise a siren to televise what they won't show, I'd tell you how Christians are being martyred in streets. Women thrown back in the houses, burning like the smell of tar. I tell you how children are being sliced up, but you wouldn't listen. I tell you how they ask, what do you believe in? And slice open safe harbors for infants not yet developed because their host decided not to denounce their faith. Where cops don't come at 911, yet countdown to your blood spills on concrete. I mean, have you ever heard a child cry in hell, burning from choices they don't understand? When you reach for their hand, you get your skin. You squeamish now. When I tell you black girls are being chased at nights on red clay roads to home and cannot get out because they too were not aware of balloons and storm dreams where clowns snatch you in silence. Tell me, can you candle truths not given by vindicated networks that pick and choose hottest news but never tell the truth? How aware are you? I tell you how jumping in the Pacific was better than watching friends burn alive. And yet I turn my head so my eyes don't capture videos of ash bodies. I still hear screams because no sirens alerted Maui about fires that spread over houses. Watching infants burn in cars that was just birthed 3 days ago. Trapped in highways with hellfires all around. They give it a month and then the world will be silenced out. I mean, gentrification will set up traps to rebuild on heritage sacred grounds. As if you never owned land. You see how they did when Katrina swarmed the Outer Bands. Tell me, can you fathom a school no longer in session? Because bombs drop from thin air and now you're choking on pollution. Polluting minds of truth your palate can digest. There's no room when the lights are off. I tell you, the show doesn't go on past midnight. Children refusing to go to schools knowing that carpools vanish at 8. Parents don't make it till 3 o'clock. How many missiles need to be dropped to wipe out family trees? I tell you there's no more room for labor and delivery because delivering death ain't ever been ingestible. I'm sick of condolences with bloodshed on the backside. I tell you sirens don't give anxieties because I know what happens when I hear one. Where evacuation are death traps to roll strikes on bridges. Tired of crossing the water just to drown in sand. I tell you that I'm tired of holding hands that belong to nobody. Cut off from human form. I tell you, whispers of shortcuts to escape routes don't happen without eyes that see traps long before it happened. I tell you, I've grown weary of answering questions of why with no background. I don't know why they act out. I tell you, I'd rather be expelled from distraction than impaired on what's happening. I mean, I tell you, watch out for sirens that deliver warnings of bloodshed. But we only have empathy when death goes viral. Thanks for tuning in to the CS Cafe. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.